This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Pakistan says three of its soldiers were killed Thursday in clashes with India across a disputed Kashmir border. VOA's Jim Bertel has more.
Pakistan's security forces say an unprovoked attack by India along the militarized line of control in Kashmir killed three Pakistani soldiers. Pakistan says it returned fire, killing five Indian soldiers. The Indian Army says there were no Indian casualties. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi defended his decision to strip Kashmir of its special status during a speech Thursday marking India's independence. The United Nations Security Council is expected to hold a closed-door meeting Friday to discuss the situation in Kashmir. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Hong Kong International Airport remains open for business Thursday. The airport is under increased security following days of disruptive anti-government protests that included clashes with riot police. The airport's management obtained an interim court injunction banning protests outside a designated area inside the airport. Frank Chan Fan is Hong Kong's Secretary for Transport and Housing.
The airport authority's application for injunction is compelled by what had happened in the last 2 days. We have no choice but to go that way.
Hong Kong officials said Wednesday that nearly 1,000 flights were canceled over the course of 5 days. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump weighing in on what could resolve escalating tensions between Hong Kong protesters and China. Trump suggesting on Twitter, President Xi Jinping should meet directly and personally with protesters if he wants to humanely end the crisis. The U.S. president also said a trade agreement with China could be delayed. This is VOA News. An Israeli official says the Jewish state is barring two Democratic U.S. congresswomen from visiting. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Israel's deputy foreign minister says the government has decided not to allow Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar to visit as planned, citing a policy of denying entry to those who advocate boycotts of Israel. Tlaib and Omar are outspoken critics of Israel's treatment of Palestinians and support a boycott. The official's remarks came shortly after President Trump tweeted it would show great weakness if Israel allowed the two freshman lawmakers into the country. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two medical workers affiliated with the Syrian American Medical Society were killed Wednesday in an attack in northwestern Syria. The relief group said a third medical volunteer was killed in the same attack. Gibraltar media is reporting that the government has decided to release an Iranian supertanker. The decision comes after Gibraltar received formal written assurances from Tehran it would not discharge its cargo in Syria. The vessel was detained in early July after it was discovered to be carrying 2.1 million barrels of Iranian oil that authorities alleged was in violation of European Union sanctions on Syria. Iran says the tanker was in international waters and was not headed to Syria. Italian Premier Giuseppe Conte says six European nations are willing to take the 147 migrants stranded on a Spanish humanitarian boat off Italy. In a sharp rebuke Thursday to his anti-migrant Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, Conte said that France, Germany, Romania, Portugal, Spain, and Luxembourg will all extend a hand. The humanitarian ship Open Arms released video of a crew member making the announcement to the migrants on board.
So our lawyers, our organization, won this appeal, and this law is forbidden. There is no more any law that not allowed both our organization enter into a territory.
2 weeks after rescuing the migrants from smugglers' unseaworthy boats, Open Arms is anchored in the Mediterranean near the Italian island of Lampedusa. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says his country will gladly join hands with Japan to resolve an escalating trade dispute if Tokyo agrees to enter into negotiations. President Moon made the offer Thursday during a speech marking the 74th anniversary of the Korean Peninsula's liberation from Japanese colonial rule. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Voice of America. 1. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one